It's time for Bucks' Big No.
The only way to stay warm for 24 hours out and about in Melbourne winter is with Underworks heat bods.
24 hours. 121 pubs. It's Boxy's Big Night. The world record attempt.
Yes, we are a week away, six sleeps away from Melbourne's biggest pub crawl. Boxy's Big Night this year is all about breaking a world record. We need to visit 121 pubs in 24 hours. Tough. It is going to be tough. We have to stay awake. We have to stay alert. We have to find enough pubs. We can't travel too far between pubs because we've got to keep our numbers up. Yeah. We've thought about it. We're planning. We're like, you know who we need to call on? Not just our very good friends, but they are really, let's be honest, they are the backbone of this city. They look after us, Melbourne, and hopefully we can go to our friends at the very top. In fact, the big dog, Chief Commissioner Shane Patton's on leave.
Yeah, he just messaged me. And Paddo just messaged me.
Did he? What did he say?
He said, you've got the assistant commissioner in Glenny, and he's a bit nervous, so make sure you look after him. No. But you'd call him Mr. Shane or Mr.
Paddo. Let's welcome him to the show. Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, all. Great to see you. And Shane Barrack's a resident, so I don't
know. Bombers man.
He's good
a bombers man,
Shane.
But we're besties. We text all the time. Yeah. Gets me off heaps of stuff.
I'm worried, though, Glenn. So, Shane, I mean, the boys do try to get Shane across the line with some of their hijinks. I feel like he's actually just sent someone in a bit scarier.
He loves a bit of hijinks, Shane. Yeah. You know, he laughs a lot. So, no, I'm really interested to talk about this because I've got a number of questions.
Please ask away.
You're gonna ask us.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought that'd be the way to go because the first question that comes to mind is why? why would you do this?
I'm not answering anything until my lawyer gets here.
Yeah. I saw him in the foyer. You reckon I'm nervous? You never see him. So as I understand it, you're going to do 121 pubs in 24 hours.
Yes.
So that raises a few concerns for us.
Oh, gosh, okay.
But it's all about being responsible and being sensible, which I'm looking around the room and I'm even more nervous now because, you're obviously going to have a plan to go there.
Yep.
And this is where we see a lot of trauma caused and a lot of people get into trouble because they don't plan. So I'll be interested to hear what the plan is.
Plan is get hammered in every pub.
No, 121
pubs in 24 hours.
That's the plan. I was hoping to ask you for some favours and I was thinking police escort, maybe road closures, maybe we could get some help.
Road closures? I
didn't realise though now I'm actually quite nervous and worried he's going to shut this down. So I'm going to ask James Blake, our senior producer. Can you tell Glenn the plan, please, James?
Yes. So we've got the 121 pubs within Inner Melbourne all sorted out. We're going to organise our friends at 13 Cabs are coming on board, so we're not going to be doing any driving. That's
great,
all sorted.
Tonight. There you go, Glenn. That's all good.
We also, thankfully, this record doesn't require us to have alcohol at every single pub. We've just got to visit those pubs.
Yeah. Have to purchase anything?
We've got to purchase something in the pubs.
Have we paid 13 Cabs ahead of time the spew fee?
I'll look into that.
Hey, Glenn, I've got one request. Now, obviously, 24 hours, pubs don't open in the middle of the night.
Yep.
They're shut. So just if you could lift the liquor license for 24 hours would be nice. So everything would stay open just to make it a little easy for us.
No, so we won't be doing that, Bev.
I think you can have a try.
You can only try. You can only be told no and that you have been. So, I mean, you need to really plan a whole range of activities here. Eat properly, rest properly. What we see that causes a lot of road trauma, of course, is recklessness.
Yes.
Which
not
I
us.
Feel like I'm in reckless central
here. So we need to consider that.
You need to consider fatigue. You need to consider how you're going. You need to consider resting, eating properly as well. And you need to consider probably how you're going to use Fev's influence to get past the line at a few places and get straight in.
Well done, Glenn.
I love that. Will you tell all the police officers of Melbourne in that 24-hour period just to just give us a wide berth? Can we get some sort of indemnity?
Yeah, should we have some like fluoro vests on like primary school kids on an excursion? have a little chain?
So I automatically go to the word no, I would have thought.
And if we do get locked up, Glenn, maybe serve some beer in jail. So that ticks off one of the pubs.
Again, I
finished up in the big house.
There's a reoccurring theme here that starts with no. So I think your plan, whilst it seems interesting, perhaps might need a bit of work.
I'm kind of like, do you know that feeling? You know when you thought when you were a teenager, I'm going to be upfront with my parents and tell them what we're doing? And then as you're asking permission, you go, I wish I'd never brought this up. Kind of feeling like that right now.
I didn't think we'd end up with me being like your dad. No, anyway.
Well, the Prime Minister, when we went to Vegas, gave us a pardon. He said, you can get, don't worry, I'll speak to Joe, the robot, and they won't lock you up. So are we later get that?
Pardon.
So the Prime Minister of Australia gave you a pardon for something in America.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to work. I think he's pulling your leg.
No, but he did. He was sitting in your chair and he goes, you guys, I've spoken to Robot Biden.
And Joe said, who are you?
Josiah asked him if he was a robot. Yeah. And that got printed up in the, you know, they do the little thing, transcript.
And Joe said, where am I? And he said, it's all right, mate. Someone will help you.
So no pardon. So we just have to behave ourselves.
No pardon. In a little bit of seriousness, we have seen, you know, there's obviously harm caused by too much alcohol, too much recklessness, failing to plan, and then what I see in my world is that play out on the road. So I'm pleased that you got 1-3 cabs planned. I'm pleased that you seem to have some skeleton of a plan.
Yes.
Yeah. I am worried about, you need sensible people to look after you, so.
Okay.
He's looking at me.
So. I actually didn't know where to look then.
And is it 1 to 2 a.m. or 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. where it's legal to do nude runs?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, not in Melbourne. Oh.
Thanks for all your help, Glenn. But it is a big weekend this week. It's a long weekend, so be careful on the roads. We've got a message for all the drivers out there.
Yeah, so we know this long weekend, the King's birthday, as it is now, is one of the key periods for us in terms of trauma. It's the last sort of long weekend for a while, so a lot of people take the opportunity to go away. So please, you know, we will be out in force, but we want people to self-regulate, do the right thing, plan your trip, have conversations in the car with people so you can safely get from A to B. We've seen way too much road trauma this year. And, you know, just on the thing, we've seen a bit of a re-emergence of alcohol and drug trauma, particularly, but alcohol trauma is still real prevalent. So
the buses will be out.
The buses will be out. No one's having a day off. Yeah, there'll be plenty of us out and about. So
is it double demerits?
No, we don't have that in Victoria. I've never had it.
No,
never had it. I've always heard that.
No, never had it in Victoria.
Why bring that in?
Well, the places where it does work, they do have it. It's their road trauma's worse than ours. New South Wales is having a terrible year. And they've had double demerits for a long time. Yeah. So not something we want people to do the right thing.
Be safe, Melbourne.
Yeah, so this long weekend, absolutely. Look after yourselves, look after your families. That's great messaging. And back to our other conversation. So Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir, we have permission to do our huge pub crawl, 21 pubs. Sorry, 121. 121 pubs. You're making me nervous. In 24 hours. Is that a thumbs up? Yeah, for it.
You're all grown adults, so you make grown adult decisions.
Imagine if you got arrested and you're like, something happened. I wouldn't want. She'd absolutely cave on us.
I was a school captain.
Oh, canary.
You know that.
You
would be
canary.
Singing. They'd be going. They literally the Glenn would come into our little cell interview room and go, she's singing. She's singing like a bird in there.
Glenn being here makes me not want to do it. I think it's a bad idea.
She told us about stuff we weren't even questioning her about.
When we asked for a pardon, Glenn did wink. So I think that's
the final thing I'll say is just before you do it, find a mirror and have a good long hard look at yourself. I think this is a good idea.
He won't be upset. He'll just be disappointed. Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir, thanks for your time.
Out there on the road.